This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer in studio. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, want to give a periodic update on what's going on with COVID-19 and related topics as well. And from looking at the county data, what can you tell us about cases and trends?
Well, cases in Douglas County are very low, just one yesterday. So this is about the lowest time we've had since the beginning of the pandemic.
And, I remember that, you know, that would be at the beginning, that was like, oh, we have one or we have two. And it's been a long time since we've heard that number be so low.
It's been a long time since the beginning, actually, of 2020.
Wow. So what about hospitalizations related to COVID-19?
Hospitalizations are also low. We only have 8 people in the hospital now with COVID. What is remarkable is that none of those 8 are up to date on their vaccines. So what we do see is that for people who are up to date on their vaccines, there is nobody in the hospital.
And what about deaths recently?
We've had a couple of deaths that were reported previously, but no recent deaths.
And as we look at things going forward, I know a ways back they talked about older folks or maybe those that are compromised in some way medically getting an additional booster. How many people are doing that?
We have quite a few. We had 1,000 last week, so quite a few people over the age of 50 are getting their second booster. I got mine last week. I think for those of us who are over 50 or people with immunocompromising conditions, it does make sense.
And where are those being done at? Is that just at doctor's clinics?
They're being done at many clinics through town. Aviva's doing it every day. Evergreen, Umpqua Health Alliance, all of those clinics are doing those booster shots.
What about the state outlook on COVID-19? I know I've seen some higher numbers up in the metro area.
Well, we are having higher numbers up in the Portland area and in the Benton County area. We think the BA2 variant, which is a subvariant of Omicron, is likely to cause a small spike in cases at the end of this month or the beginning of next.
And what about nationally?
Well, nationally, it's quiet, although places that had Omicron early, such as New York and Puerto Rico and D.C., are starting to have an increased number of cases.
And what are we looking at on other nations?
Well, it's Europe is still struggling. They're still having quite a bit of disease. South Korea, which had not much disease early on, is having some. And Australia and New Zealand are having a fair amount of disease. But they're highly vaccinated, so although they're having a lot of disease, they're not having a lot of deaths.
And what about variants of concern? It's been a while, so I almost hate to ask. Is there anything else out there?
Well, it's pretty much all Omicron at this point, but Omicron really has a lot of subvariants. So there are at least 30 subvariants of Omicron that are out there that are currently causing disease.
And what about the outlook towards late spring and summer? What do you think?
Well, I think we're going to have another little spike in April or May. Again, what we've seen with Omicron is that for people who are up to date on their vaccines, it is not a terribly serious disease. But I think we're going to see a little spike there. And then all of this is dependent upon a new and unknown variant evolving.
Yeah. And do we see another one of those come in?
Well, we know that there are variants all the time. We just don't know how virulent they're going to be.
And what about, I know in healthcare settings, masks are still part of the protocol. How long do you think that'll be around?
Actually, I don't know how long we're going to continue to do this in healthcare. Actually, it may be a permanent thing. Healthcare is such a high-risk environment for all kinds of diseases that wearing a mask may make sense. You'll remember there was a time in healthcare where no one wore gloves. You drew blood, you put in IVs without using gloves. Now we wouldn't consider not using gloves to do that. We may get to a point where masks are just traditional when you go into the doctor because you're sick.
And even if you are past COVID, I mean, you're going through flu season, you're going through a lot of other situations. And for medical personnel, they're interacting with people, you know, in and out from all over the place.
Right. Especially in pediatrics, where we see a lot of sick kids. We know that when somebody starts working in pediatrics, they're out quite a bit in that first year just because of stuff they pick up from the kids.
What about people addressing health concerns now that maybe kind of got lost during the pandemic?
Well, we think there were a lot of health concerns that got lost during the pandemic. We're especially worried about screening. So screening for blood pressure, screening for sexually transmitted infections, screening for cancers, we know all went down during the pandemic. And we know the diseases didn't go away. So we're hoping that people do catch up on their regular visits and their regular screening tests.
Talk about the staff of Douglas Public Health Network. What kinds of things are they working on now that we've got case levels way down?
So they're continuing to work on preparedness for a next wave, should there be one, but we're also working on prescription drug overdose, opiate overdose, and sexually transmitted infections. During this pandemic, we know that the number of people who died because of drug overdoses was way up, and we know that the number of people had sexually transmitted infections that were not treated is also way up.
What about concerns coming through now 2 years and going forward about, and maybe some of these are going to take a while to be flushed out, sort of mental health issues related to the pandemic?
Well, there are quite a few mental health issues. I'm a pediatrician, so I see a lot of kids, and there's a lot of depression and a lot of anxiety among kids related to the pandemic and some of the changes that happened through that. We also have a number of kids who've lost caregivers or grandparents during the pandemic, and that's really playing a toll on them, too.
And for public health staff, I imagine some of you are finally getting some vacations.
I hope so.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:38 on the Morning Conversation.